welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I think we're turning into the pain podcast.
In many ways, it may be a pain to our listeners. Last week, listeners might remember that we talked about kids in pain and the benefits of morphine versus ibuprofen. Today, we're going to talk about adults, but specifically looking at people that have legitimate pain, all of them with acute extremity pain, all of them presenting in the emergency room. Emergency department, as I'm often told. No question that people with broken bones are in pain, and adequate analgesia is an important aspect of acute fracture management. There is a whole history going back to Knox Todd's articles years ago looking at how different patients are treated differently in the emergency department. But today we're going to look at what medicines people who have pain are using. Non-medications are often helpful. Clearly, fracture, immobilization, ice, elevation of the affected limb, et cetera, all can reduce pain. But analgesics are required often to alleviate pain that isn't as susceptible to these non-medication interventions. For minor fractures, acetaminophen or NSAIDs may be sufficient, but more severe pain often associated with acute fractures requires treatment with opioids. And we all know that care needs to be taken because of all kinds of side effects and addiction potential, et cetera, that those particularly side effects increase significantly when we're talking about older people. But what about combinations of drugs? You found an article published in JAMA at the end of 2017. It begins on page 1661. It attempts to answer the question, what oral analgesic combinations are effective for reducing the pain of an acute extremity injury in adults presenting in the ED? Mark, any of these things effective?
Yeah, I love the ERED thing. I mean, it literally used to be like 40 years ago, a room at the back of the hospital where the GP would meet his or her patient after hours. And, you know, obviously they're a little sensitive about that now, our emergency colleagues. So yeah, we'll call it the ED. 411 adults presented with extremity pain. They all had an injury that was bad enough where the ED physician said, yeah, we ought to do imaging. So not just a little bump or bruise. And so they all got imaged. After a baseline pain measurement, they were randomized to one of four groups. So the first group got ibuprofen 400 plus acetaminophen 1,000. The next one got oxycodone 5 plus acetaminophen 325. The next got hydrocodone 5 milligrams plus acetaminophen 300 milligrams. And the last group got 30 milligrams of codeine plus 300 of acetaminophen. The capsules looked identical, and the patients self-assessed their pain using just a simple numerical rating scale that went from 0 to 10, which is 10 being the worst pain imaginable, the same kind of thing they often use in hospitals. The minimally clinically important difference was predefined as a difference in that score of 1.3. So you had to have at least a 1.3 difference to be clinically significant. They had 100% follow-up at 2 hours. So that was the main outcome, was how were the patients doing 2 hours later? Using the intention to treat analysis, pain intensity significantly declined by between 3.5 and 4.4 points. So important reduction at 2 hours in all of the treatment groups. There was no difference between the groups. Pain intensity was reduced about the same amount in all of the groups at 1 hour, and there were no group differences in the use of rescue analgesia. So they didn't, one of the groups didn't use more rescue analgesia than any of the others. They looked at the subset of patients, sort of they did some post hoc data dredging, and they looked at patients who had 10 out of 10 pain, and they looked at those who ended up actually having an acute fracture. Again, no difference between groups. So bottom line, in adults coming to the ED with acute extremity pain, bad enough to get an x-ray or imaging, ibuprofen plus acetaminophen at an adequate dose was as effective as Percocet, Lortab, codeine with acetaminophen at 2 hours. A similar study, there was another study in JAMA a couple of years ago, naproxen alone was as good as naproxen plus oxycodone or naproxen plus cyclobenzaprine in patients with acute low back pain. So again, like last week, this is more evidence that properly dosed and, you know, properly educated, you know, patients do very well in most cases with a non-narcotic pain reliever when they present with acute pain.
Interesting. It just is another piece of information that flies in the face of what we've been doing. And part of it is, I mean, the study sounds good. It's a well-done study, but we're all going to be faced with the patient who comes in, you know, with severe pain, who says, "Doc, you're just going to give me ibuprofen and Tylenol?" And we're going to have to, yes,
there go your,
according to the study,
yeah, there go your patient satisfaction scores, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but this is even, you know, the ibuprofen was only dosed at 400 milligrams,
right,
which I find surprising. The acetaminophen was a full dose, 1,000 milligrams, you know, equivalent of 2 extra strength Tylenol. But the ibuprofen was only 400, not 800, and yet still did as well. Mm-hmm. As the other. So, you know, you could argue, well, maybe if they would have given 10 milligrams of oxy or 10 of hydrocodone, that would have been better, you know, possibly. But what they didn't report was differences in adverse effects. So that would be interesting too.
Right. And, you know, again, the argument probably is that it doesn't mean that this is your ceiling, but this is an effective way to begin and see if you get pain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just have to open it and give them the pill so they can't see that you're giving them a Tylenol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you again next week.
Okay. Talk to you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.